Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. How's your memory? What kinds of things do you remember best? Experiences? Facts? Quotes? Do you have difficulty recalling dates? I'm not taking a scientific survey with these queries, but I am pondering the nature of memory. I've always found it fascinating, though actually quite irksome sometimes, that memory seems to function differently for different people. It's bothersome to me because my retention capabilities are fiercely selective, and not in a helpful, functionally beneficial way. We all know people that can recall with utter precision the dates of any major event in the news, the telephone numbers of any landline or cell phone they've ever had, the prologue to Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales that was required for an English lit course in high school, the names of everyone in their senior yearbook, etc. It would be insufferable if it wasn't so incredible to me. Because, as I mentioned before, my memory is relatively useless, short of the most trivial, specifically categorized information. If you are in a trivia battle and you need a teammate proficient in pop rock artists from 1975 to 1979, with particular emphasis on keyboard players, I'm your man. But if you need to know the date and time of next month's dentist appointment, I am worthless. My brain has amassed a jaw-dropping assemblage of information, all of it breathlessly inconsequential to any practical application. I so envy my mom's memory. She can wield a Bible verse like a switchblade. Whatever occasion may arise, her whip-cracking neurons access the perfect passage. If I'm going through an especially hard patch, the wisdom flies forth. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James verses 2 and 3. She's just as keen with her non-biblical quotes, which she can unsheathe as needed. Evil is wrought by one of thought as well as one of heart, she would impart to me at the perfect moment in my childhood. Her mastery in this skill did not transfer to her son. Evil is thinking bad things, like if you were wishing them, I might sputter. In this same vein, a great friend of mine can recall with astonishing accuracy the score of any game on Auburn's schedule in any given year since he's been keeping up, and the key plays in that contest, and the names of every player from scholarship to walk-on, and the weather on that particular day. Memory functions differently for different people. Heck, it works differently for different genders. Women would complain that a man can't remember what day to take out the trash, while men would gripe that a woman remembers lucidly everything he's ever done wrong. Like so many other physical traits, our DNA dictates these things. Some of us have better short-term memory, others have stronger long-term memory. To give you a clue of where I stand, just know that I am delighted to have made it through this segment without asking, "What was I talking about?" Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.